Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Hi, this is Rick Rittman, your hardworking mortgage guy. I, along with Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage, want to thank you for listening today, and we hope you enjoy the show. If you want to get a hold of me, if you have any questions on any mortgages, purchase, refinance, you want to look at renovation loans, anything like that, just please give me a call or send me an email. Actually, the best way is go to my website, and that is hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Or you can call me at 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. And today, I want to talk about financing your wealth. It's a how-to on financing rental properties. I know that there are market, it's hard out there to buy a home. However, there are many, many, many people buying homes and either keeping them as rental properties or renovating them and selling them on the market. So it is something that I see a lot of people doing. We're financing quite a few of those. And I thought, you know, this is a time really to talk about it and really go over it in case anybody you know or you have any interest in the possibility of financing a rental property or owning rental properties. And this could be something you own, you're looking at short term. You want to buy something, you know, do the renovations, put it back on the market and sell it in this market, or maybe something you want to long term rent. There's different reasons to do that. You rent it out. Some people will buy a home that later they want to live in, but they don't want to live there yet. And so they'll buy it and rent it out till they get to that point. Some will, they just want long-term rental. They want to take that appreciation. We're talking, I think it was last week with Jeremy Page, and he said the appreciation rate in Indiana in 2021 was 19%. It projects that the rate will be 6-7% in 2022. Although he says he's being very conservative on that. And we're seeing most people are thinking we're going to be more in the 9-10% range. No telling, but that's what they're thinking. It is a great way to increase your wealth. And additionally, you know, with the home values, which have increased to record levels, like we talked about, and rents have increased at somewhere between a 5-12% year over year, depending on if you look at somebody who just renews their lease or somebody who's getting a new lease on a property. If you're renewing your lease, we've looked at an average of 5% year over the year of increase in rent. And that's direct to the payment. It's a little different than the interest rates going up or the house prices going up. This is direct to the payment. To actually rent a new place you hadn't been renting, the rents have gone up 12% year over year. And why does that matter? Because you can turn that bit of knowledge into your very own real estate empire. And to do that, you really have to understand how to finance these jewels. You have to find these homes and how to finance them. And as we look at that and how we go about doing it, there are a variety of options out there. And I think it's extremely important. The first piece I want to talk about, the first option I want to talk about is something called a debt service coverage ratio. The mortgage is a DSCR. Is the acronym, and it is designed for investors to purchase rental properties. Now, the value of this, you'll see here in a minute on what it does, but the basics of this type of product, you're going to need 20-30% down. If you're looking at a conventional mortgage, not this type of product, you're looking at 25% down. On this type of product, depending on your credit scores and your ratios and all of that, you're looking at 20-30% down. These do require, as do conventional, they require 6 months reserves. Now, what does that mean? That means you have to have 6 months sitting there available to make payments. If the payments on the property and all your properties, let's say this is the first property you bought, as a rental, and they're $1,000 a month, you need $6,000 somewhere. Normally, we can use a retirement account, 401k, IRA. We can use that retirement account for the reserve. So it's not something that's impossible to come up with. Most people have it. They have it in different areas, but it is something that is very much needed on these type of properties. Pretty much, if you're going to buy a rental property, you're going to need the reserves. Normally, you buy a home or you refinance a home and you have an appraisal. On this product, you're going to be looking at normally an appraisal with what's called a rent analysis. That's going to increase the cost of the appraisal, but they're going to do an analysis of the rent. And there's a lot of reasons they need that, but one of the biggest reasons they need that is because we're not going to look at your income. We're going to look at, are you netting enough from this property and rent to make the mortgage payment? And if you are, and credit scores are reasonable, it depends on which you know, different company have these. They're going to have different numbers, but basically you're going to need to be, you know, mid sixes, maybe a little lower than that, up to in your credit score to be able to qualify. But we're not going to look at income. Now, this only works, also, I need to make sure you understand, this only works on non-owner occupied properties. You cannot buy an owner occupied property with this product. The government doesn't want that. They won't allow it. So we are not allowed to do that. Some people have tried to do it, and 99.9% of the chance times they get caught. If you're a first-time home buyer and you don't own a home and you're buying a rental property in the area that you live in, it's not going to go through. They're never going to approve it, because even if that is what you're doing, there's no way to 100% prove that, and they're not going to make that loan. So if you're a first-time home buyer, it is a very difficult program to do. You really need to have a primary residence. It can happen if you're living in Indianapolis, but you're buying a rental property in Florida. That might, you know, with enough documentation, we might be able to prove that that's what you're doing, and that might be acceptable. But for the most part, this has to be on a non-owner occupied property. So what do you do if this sounds like a product you think, wow, this sounds pretty good, I think this is something I might want to look at and might be something that would be of interest to me? The first thing you'd want to do is get pre-qualified. You'd want to contact me at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Again, Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy, at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Again, I'm with Advisors Mortgage Group. And we'll get the information that we need, because you still have to qualify, even though we aren't going to use your income. We're going to have to get all the documentation. We're going to have to pull credit, and we're going to have to get you qualified. However, it's a much easier process than most other mortgages, because there's just not as much information needed. As long as that property is going to cash flow, which we're finding is the vast majority of them are, this is a fairly easy process in the mortgages. No process doing a mortgage is, you know, that simple any longer. There's things that have to be gotten, you know, documentation that we have to have. But in the reality, it's not all that difficult. Part of the pre-qualification or pre-approval is the down payment. You have to have the down payment. And again, non-owner occupied properties require 20 to 30% down. Conventional requires normally 25% down. This product, the debt service covered ratio, DSCR, requires 20 to 30% down, again, depending on the exact situation. So it will depend on that situation on how we go about doing that. But we are going to go to break, and after the break, we're going to talk more about how to finance investment properties and some of the other options that are available.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Ritma.
Welcome back, and I appreciate it very much. If you have any questions on mortgages, you want to talk about refinancing, purchasing, buying an investment property like we're talking about today, please contact me at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. com. You can go online, get all my contact information there. If you prefer just to call me, you can call 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. And I will do my best to get back with you as quickly as possible. And as we get going on before we get into the rest of the rental properties and how we go about that.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
It's amazing. I get so many questions. I talk to I probably talk to 10 to 15 people a day about mortgages. I talk to people all the time. And there's always questions coming up. There's always things that just, to me, make a lot of sense that need to be gone over, that people need to understand. And this is, Jennifer and Will have been thinking about buying a home to rent out, and they are wondering if they should try and find a property now or wait for the market, you know, once it slows down. And, you know, it's a great question, because as you look at this market, it's very, very hot. Last year, we, in 2021, Indianapolis appreciated at 19%. And that is an incredible number. If you think about that, if you had a $100,000 rental property at the start of 2021, at the end of 2021, it was worth it. If it had appreciated on the average appreciation, it would have been at $119,000. Now, of course, the lower homes may have appreciated more, may have appreciated less. Higher homes tend to appreciate, you know, the real high price tend to appreciate a little less. Who knows in this market? But you can really take advantage of the appreciation. And even the outlook for 2022 and 2023, we're not looking at the same type of market we were looking at in 2007, 2008, when we had the housing bubble and everything crashed. There were a huge volume of homes on the market, and there were very few buyers out there. Homes would sit on the market for months, sometimes years back then. So they were very difficult to sell. The appreciation rate had not been there. It actually was negative. So somebody had financed a house and owed $400,000 on it. And in 2007 and 2008, now that $400,000 house may only be worth $375,000, and they owe $400,000 or they owe $380,000 on it. And they can't get out of the house without paying to get out. So then that ends up a foreclosure, and you end up with all these foreclosures. Today, we're at record low foreclosures. We have very, very, very few foreclosed homes, because there's no reason for anybody to have their home foreclosed on. If you can't make the payment, you can put it on the market, you can sell that home, and you're going to sell it for top dollar. And you should be able, unless it's a, you know, has a lot of issues, sell it for more than what you owe. That's what we're seeing. So it's very few people who are in that situation where they are struggling and they can't get out of their house if they need to. And that's what Jennifer Will are asking. They're looking at it and they're thinking, well, they, you know, with the way that it's gone, man, maybe they don't want to do that. Well, here's another piece that might be, you know, worth thinking about. Not only are you getting the appreciation on the home when you're renting it out, you know, according to the Apartment List National Rent Report, rental prices went up $300 per month in 2021. That's on average $300 a month. And sources like MBS Highways expects this trend to continue in 2022. They think it might be a little slower pace, but they don't actually know that. But they do believe that the prices are going to continue to go up. So the rental prices are going to go up. So not only do you get the appreciation, your rent goes up. And your payment, other than less taxes and insurance, goes up, is going to stay the same. Principal and interest, as long as you go on a fixed rate, does not increase. If you're currently renting or are considering renting, while you have the roof over your head, renting doesn't help you build wealth like home ownership does. So if you're renting or thinking about renting, that rental roof over your head does not help you build wealth like home ownership does. For example, the extra $300 per month you're spending on rent based on current rates would be like having a $70,000 mortgage. That $300 is like a $70,000 mortgage, meaning if you were to use that extra $300 per month to purchase a home, you would have an additional $70,000 in buying power you could put towards purchasing your dream home. This is very important. Additionally, when you purchase a home, that property continues to appreciate, helping you build wealth. So it's going to continue to appreciate. And maybe not at the 19%, but we are looking at, you know, still very high appreciation rates. But if you decide to rent, the only person building wealth through real estate is your landlord. They're getting the appreciation and they're getting the rent increase. If you go to my website, Hardworking Mortgage Guy, you want to talk about this, you have any questions on this, just let me know. We can talk about this. It really does make sense. If you would like to buy rental property, we have some great options. And this is just one of them. We just talked about the easiest way to finance those. Now it's a little higher rates and things like that because it is easier, but it's at debt service coverage ratio, DSCR. So let's talk about some of the other options on financing rental property. Probably the biggest way most people finance a rental property is conventional financing. And it's really pretty basic. You have to have good credit. You know, we really want to see on a conventional mortgage, I'm not saying you couldn't go lower than this, but they really want to see, you know, for rental property in the upper sixes would be best, up into the 700s, the higher, the better. 25% down is required. There are some options at 20% down, but it just absolutely destroys the interest rate, increases it a lot. I don't know how it goes up by at least 1% by going up to an 80%. So it's really not effective for most people to do the 20%. 25% is what I would, if I were looking to buy a rental property, that's what I'd want to have available. You're still going to need reserves. You're going to need that 6 months reserves. And again, we can use the reserves if you have a 401k, you have an IRA, retirement funds. If you have stocks or investments, we just need reserves. And we need 6 months reserves on every rental property that you have. And also, we very likely will need it on your primary residence because we need to make sure that you have the reserves for all properties in case you run into a difficulty. It's one of those changes they made because people did run into difficulties and they didn't have the reserves. Reserves make it less stressful for you. We just want to make sure you have the reserves. In those reserves, we also have to look at, it's not just the monthly mortgage payment. It's going to include the property taxes, any of the escrows, homeowners insurance. It's going to include any homeowners association dues. All of those things are going to be included. Now, if you pay your property taxes and your homeowners insurance and your rental mortgage, which most people do, then it's just your mortgage plus the homeowners association dues. So we have to look at all of that. Now, when you're looking at that, understand you take a condominium, you're going to see on a condo, you're going to see much higher homeowners association dues, and those have to be looked at. Those have to be, you know, put into the equation when we're running our debt to income ratio. So we need to look at that. So if you decide, hey, we want to, because a lot of people do, they want to buy a condo, they feel like that's less work. They don't have to do much of the maintenance, but you're paying for that. You're paying a service to do all that work. So it many times limits the dollar amount of a place that you can purchase. It's a single family or up to a fourplex is easier to purchase than a condo generally. We also are going to look at if this is your first house, it's not your first rental, that's not a problem. But if you have a bunch of rental properties, we do have to look at how many rental properties you have and how many homes total you have financed. Conventionally, they'll let you have 10 homes financed, or you could, if you have a primary residence, if you bought it, let's say you had 10 rental properties on you and a primary residence, you bought another primary, you could do that, and that could be your 11th mortgage, but only for a primary. You can't buy another rental property under this. If you have that many, then we need programs like we just talked about, the debt service coverage ratio. Now, what if the property needs to be renovated? So now you're looking at a property and you're going to use it as a rental property. Maybe you're not. Maybe it's an investment property. You're looking at it and you found a house. It needs work. It hasn't sold in this market. It's been sitting on the market for, you know, 60, 70, 80 days. And you're looking at it and you think, well, if I could do this work on this property, I could sell it and I could make X amount of dollars on the property. Can you finance that? Well, that is something that we can certainly do. We can do renovation loans on a purchase or a refinance of a rental property. And that can be a big boon if you want to have, you know, have that work done, especially if you're buying it. You want to have the work done before you move anybody in. You want to buy the property, have the work done, and then right away, we can, and you would like it financed, we can finance that. So how does that work? The way that that works is we're going to take your the purchase price, and then we're going to have a person who a construction consultant who's going to look at the property, going to tell you what needs to be done, and then you're going to tell them what you want to do, and they're going to come up with a basic idea of what that is going to cost, and then you're going to find contractors, and hopefully they'll align with the cost of that. And then we'll have, once we know what you're going to do, we can't obviously have the property appraised until we know what you're going to do. And that's another piece of this that's very valuable when you're looking at renovation and doing a renovation loan on a rental property or on any property. We're going to look at the finished product value. The appraisal is going to be this home plus the work that you're going to do, and they're going to appraise it based on that finished value. And that's where it can come in very, very handy. Let's say on a refinance of a non-owner occupied property or an owner occupied, but we're talking non-owner occupied. Let's say the house is worth $200,000. You want to do $70,000 in work. And when you get done, they're saying the house is going to be worth $400,000. With that, and right now you owe $300,000 or it's worth $300,000. You couldn't do that $270,000 loan because you're not at 80% loan to value or 75% loan to value. You have to be at a 75% loan to value. So you wouldn't have enough equity in that property to do a normal finance of the property. So it is extremely important or extremely helpful that you have that there is a product where you can look at the end result, and that's the appraised value we're going to use. On a purchase, we're going to use the purchase price plus the renovation cost, and that's going to be the value unless the appraisal is lower, and then we're going to use the appraised value. On a refinance, we're going to use the appraised value of the property based on the completion of the home being completed, of all the work being done. So that gives you a lot more buying power, helps you, it usually helps a lot in making that a very doable project. Understand though, this type of product, because it takes a lot of additional work from you to get all the information, you have to have, you know, we have the you have to have contractors, you have to have bids. It just takes a little longer to get the mortgages through. It can take as much from the time you actually have all that information to close is usually, you know, 45 days, but it could take you 30, 60, 90 days even to get us all that information. But once we have it all and we have what we need, then we can get that closed. And we have a great, great company, Fix It Mortgage, which is part of Advisors. It's all they do. We have the most experienced people I've ever met in this realm of mortgages. The person who runs it's been doing it since, I think, 1988. He's helped them actually develop the product through like Freddie and Fannie. He's actually been on boards to help them come up with the product. So he knows these products inside and out and can really push these through at a much better level than most people. And he understands it. So it's not an easy process. That's fairly easy, but it's a longer process and does take a little bit more patience to work through it and make sure that at the end you have exactly what you want. It also, because there's a lot of things that have to be done in that, it does have a higher cost to it, but a lot of that is inspections and things that have to be done in the process. So you have this consultant, you have to pay them. There are things that are going to cost a little bit more money. As long as the value is there, you can usually have those in the loan amount. You can even on a primary residence, you can even have the payments made. If you buy a house and you're not going to be able to live in it for 6 months, you can buy the house, close on it, and have the payments made through the mortgage if you set it up that way until you move in the house or 6 months. So there are some other options. When you're looking at this type of product for a primary residence, it's a little different. There are some additional flexibilities in it, and it can be of great value. You know, in the last few minutes, I just want to talk about, we talked about our market on the last show, and we've talked a little bit about our market in this show, but I pulled some of the the information. I just, in our area, in the Indianapolis and surrounding counties, even I pulled Hendricks County, I pulled Marion, of course. I also, I did the Bloomington area, Monroe County. And I just thought it was very interesting as you look at this. In the last 5 years, this is historical data, in the last 5 years, basically we've seen an appreciation over the last 5 years of, and this is before 2021, of 8.4% on average over the last 5 years. I take that back. That is including it, but that's because of the 5 years. For the last 62 years, we've averaged 3.97% approximately in this area. The last 3.97%. Last 10 years, because of the last few years, we've averaged 6.35%. The last 5 years, we've averaged 8.49%. But the projection, and this is really what I wanted to talk about, the projection is almost 25% over the next 5 years. So significant increase is the projection. This is where you can build wealth in not only a primary residence, but in an investment property. And I just have to encourage you, it's certainly worth it. If you're a first-time home buyer or you have a home and you want to look at buying rental properties, it can definitely be worthwhile. If you want to talk about it, just go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You can fill out the information there. You can text me. You can email me. You can call me from there. Just get a hold of me and let me know what you're looking for. I'll get back with you as quickly as I can, and we'll talk about your situation and go through what you need to do to hopefully accomplish whatever goal you're looking to accomplish as it applies to real estate. You can call me also, 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. Again, it's Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy with Advisors Mortgage Group. And I thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great weekend.